latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. Borussia Dortmund midfielder Julian Weigl is reportedly emerging as a high-priority transfer for both City and Barcelona. The 21-year-old emerges a key part of the Bundesliga side with 22 appearances in all competitions this season. He also won his fourth cap for Germany. According to reporters, performance is alerting two of European football's giants with City and Barca are identifying him as a key part of their future. It's thought Barca see Weigl as a long-term replacement for Sergio Busquets, but Pep Guardiola, the City boss, loves Weigl as a player and he's made him the man who he would like to bring in most in one of the upcoming transfer windows. Well, Newcastle boss Rafa Benitez, he's said to be waiting to hear back from City over a potential loan move for the midfield man Fabian Delph. Benitez believed to have contacted his opposite number Pep Guardiola in recent days and has had encouraging noises that an agreement could be struck for the England international. He's been plagued by injuries since his move from Aston Villa in 2015. His last game for City was scoring one against Steaua Bucharest in the Champions League qualifying win in late August. He underwent operation on a troublesome groin and is only now available for selection once again. It's thought Newcastle will want to give him an opportunity to build up his match fitness in their battle to get a promotion back to the Premier League at the first attempt from the Championship this season. Well, Gael Clichy feels Pep Guardiola's men are still in the hunt for the Premier League title despite being 7 points behind leaders Chelsea. He says they must focus on themselves and pounce if Chelsea do slip up. We're still in the race. 7 points is a lot. If it is a big gap, we won't deny it. We'd like to be closer. The teams do drop points, he said. We must take it game by game. Chelsea are playing well, as we were in the first 10 games. We all know in football, one morning you're there, the next day you're not anymore, so we have to be ready and take the opportunity when it comes. Manchester United star Paul Pogba can't compare to City's Yaya Toure as the world's best midfielder, according to their agent Dmitry Selak. Well, the outspoken Russian has responded to Jose Mourinho's suggestion. The France international Pogba, who cost United £89 million, is the best around. Well, Selak said, I have great respect for Mourinho. His eyes have dulled with time. Pogba's a good player, but the best player in the world in midfield is Yaya Toure.